We're talking in this session on getting your counseling off to a good start, and one of my favorite subjects to teach because particularly for those of you that are beginners in biblical counseling, or at least you'd view yourself as a novice, this should be a very encouraging, empowering session. And for those of you that are experienced counselors but would say that your counseling is not as effective as you wish it was, hopefully you'll find some things in this presentation that will help strengthen your private ministry of the Word. Let's pray and ask for God's help. Father, I pray now that you'll help me to teach in a way that is truly equipping and would strengthen these brothers and sisters to minister your Word with greater confidence, greater skill, greater compassion than ever before. And we want that for your honor and glory. Help them to listen well. Help them to be alert to things that they can implement that would lead to their wiser, more effective ministry for you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Our subject in this hour is getting your counseling off to a good start. How you start a counseling case influences how you finish. An awkward, stumbling beginning frequently hinders the counselor's effectiveness. It adds to the nervousness he may already be experiencing, and it may cause the counselee to question the competence of the counselor. This particular workshop is designed to aid beginning biblical counselors in developing procedures that will assist them getting off to a good start as they begin formal counseling. Practical suggestions regarding subsequent sessions also will be provided. Preparation is the key. Would you underline that statement, put a circle around it, put stars around it, or something to draw your attention to that statement? That is the takeaway from this session. Preparation is the key to getting your counseling off to a good start. And your preparation ought to be focused into six particular areas. First, you need to prepare yourself for the ministry of the Word. I have found five actions helpful. First of all, confess known sin in your own life and seek forgiveness of God and appropriate people. Usually, before the end of a counseling session, we're going to find ourselves exhorting people to live by the commandments of the Scriptures. Don't live by your feelings. Do what God says, even when it appears to be difficult. Live by faith, not by your own senses, and so forth. And it's really hard to exhort somebody with authority along that line while your own heart is condemning you. Don't ask me how I know that. So the place you begin is by taking a spiritual checkup and confess known sin in your own life and then seek forgiveness of God and appropriate people. Then second, I would encourage you to meditate on scripture that will encourage you for the task at hand. Years ago, when I had the privilege of serving here on Mondays, since I never lived here, the counseling secretary developed what she called my counseling toolbox for me. When I would show up on a Monday morning, I would grab that and go down to the office I was using for the day and kind of clear the desk, and then I'd pull out my things. And then part of what I found to be so valuable for me was to just spend some time meditating on some key scripture. And I chose to leave here what I called my counseling Bible. And it was a Bible that's got bigger print than the one I'm carrying right now. And it's one that I had preached from for several years, so it was well marked up. It was very familiar in my hands. I would sit down with that Bible, and I would just start leafing through it, usually starting in Psalms and then Proverbs. I just leaf through it, and sometimes I get to the New Testament, and I would just look at the verses that I had underlined. And most of us underline verses in our Bibles that at one point became meaningful to us. So I would just leaf through that Bible until I came across a verse that I hadn't thought about for a while that kind of struck me. And then I would meditate on that, think about it, pray over it. And as I start my counseling day, oftentimes my Bible would be open right to that passage. And it would be interesting how many times during the day the verse that strengthened me for the task at hand, for the six sessions that were coming, I end up using that passage to help people sometime during the day. So if you're the kind of person that's got a brand new Bible or you don't mark in your Bibles, let me encourage you, if you want some verses to go to that'll strengthen you for the task of biblical counseling, Go to Psalm 119. Every verse talks about something about the merits of the scripture. Or go to Psalm 19, verses 7 to 11, and read what the Word of God does. That'll strengthen you. Or go to Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. But find some passage of scripture that you can meditate on that will strengthen you for the task at hand. Third, I would encourage you, as part of your personal preparation, to review the personal data inventory and the basic information sheets for first-time cases. Now, the PDI, or personal data inventory, is something you were exposed to in track one. You can go back and look at your notebooks and find it there. It is a way of gathering data about people that you don't know before they come into the session. It's very, very helpful. The basic information sheet is one page that's got five questions on it. Question one, what is the main problem as you see it? What brings you here? Question two, what have you done about it? Question three, what are you expecting us to do? Is there any other circumstances about the situation we should know? What a number of churches have done is they've combined the basic information sheet with the five questions with the PDI, the personal data inventory. So whether you use them as two separate documents or one, if you are starting a brand new case, you ought to have that in your possession at minimum 48 hours ahead of the session. I'm very convinced that one of the very practical ways we demonstrate our love for Christ, than our love for our counselees, is that we take adequate time to prepare for the session. And part of preparing for the session, particularly for those of you that are beginners, is you need some time to think, pray, what are we going to be talking about? Is this about pornography, husband-wife relationship? Is this about a teenager cutting? Is this about drug addiction? What are we going to be talking about? And particularly if you're a beginner, you need some time to think about that and to properly prepare. And I would encourage you to adopt what I'm telling you and be hard-nosed about it. By that I mean, just say no. I will talk with you, but I need you to fill out these forms and get them back to me. And then after I have it, we'll schedule the appointment a couple of days later. If you don't adopt this policy the way I just described it, here's what you'll do. People come and say, oh man, we've got to talk to you. We really need help. And you have a heart to serve God. You have a desire to minister to people, evidenced in part by you coming here for track two. And so you will schedule an appointment a couple of days later and say, listen, I really need you to get these forms back to me. And they'll say, oh, we will. They won't. What they'll do is they'll bring them to the session half completed. You're already nervous. What are you going to do then? You going to sit there and read them while they're looking at you? All that does is just heighten the tension. So what I've learned to do is when people say, hey, I really need to talk to you, I say, well, glad to. And particularly for people I don't know, I give them the personal data inventory. I don't give that to people I know or that are friends. But I do give them the basic information sheet. And I say, fill this out, get it back to me. Then we'll talk in a couple of days. And what oftentimes people say, well, listen, we really need to talk to you right away. And my response is, fill the forms out right away and get them back to me then. And we'll get the appointment scheduled. This is important, particularly for those of you that are beginners, if you're going to get off to a good start. So review the PDI forms and the basic information sheet for first-time cases. And then point D, review your notes from previous sessions if this is a case in progress. And sometimes when you review your notes, you're going to find yourself needing to make some adjustments. I mean, there's a tendency, I think, on the part of many of us that if a counselee is not growing, the tendency is to think it's their fault. But sometimes some of the fault's on our side of the desk, too. And part of wise preparation for counseling is you're always thinking, okay, how are we getting along in this case? How are we moving? What adjustments need to be made? Make necessary adjustments. I remember a few years ago, I had six cases going here, and five of them were really moving well. But I had one where it's just like we were just mudding along. I mean, it's like two steps forward, one step back, three steps forward, two steps back. So one day I came in early and I spent some time just opening up, and I started back at the very first case, the presentation issues, my homework, and I just reviewed all my sessions. Here we are up at like session five or six. And as I reviewed all my notes, I was